Audience members at the Across the Red and Blue Divide event broke into small groups to discuss criminal justice reform. Facilitators presented several questions. One asked participants to share experiences that shaped their perspective on the criminal justice system and people who've been incarcerated. Milwaukee Democratic State Representative David Bowen sat in at one of the tables. He told the group that he has empathy for young inmates and has corresponded with a number of them over the years.
You get reminded of how young they are, how much more development and learning they have to do. But then running into situations where, because something may happen where it prolongs their time served, or they get out and they end up back in because success in our system is built on having no police contact at all, even if it's not your fault, even if it's out of your control. And it truly doesn't remind me or make me feel like we have a system that includes forgiveness. So experiencing that with those young people and them going through those experiences of losing out opportunities when they could have been outside of those walls, having access to real development and real things on the ground that really will prepare them to have access to the economy and to the workforce and to our communities, I think a lot of those experiences really shaped my perspective on our current system.
Another state representative, Republican Rob Hutton of Brookfield, joined Bowen at the table. He said there have been several experiences that have shaped his perspective on the criminal justice system. One had to do with playing basketball.
Back when I was young and remotely athletic, I was able to go in as a part of an organization that actually played basketball against the inmates throughout the state of Wisconsin. And so I spent the last 20 years and have been in every state prison system playing against, quote unquote, the all-star team. That made me look rather foolish and humbled me every time I went in, because what I thought I could play basketball, I actually found out quickly I couldn't. But that was my first experience back when I was 25, and I had no idea what to expect. But what helped me is it helped humanize those who are in our state prison system as guys my age or older who came up maybe differently, came up with other challenges and difficulties that led them to decisions that they made, that helped you put a face with that and see it, but also see the value and the hope that's in those individuals and the promise for those folks who simply want an opportunity to do things differently.
A woman in the group said she had a different introduction to matters related to the criminal justice system. She says she grew up not feeling connected to the issue.
So my initial beliefs about the criminal justice system are like an old folk song that's sort of tongue-in-cheek about all the things about our society that are wonderful. And two of the lines are, the police are always my friend, and everybody that's in jail belongs in jail. And I grew up kind of thinking that. I had nobody in my life that had been incarcerated, and the police were there to help me and my family, and that's what I believed about the criminal justice system.
Then she described how her opinion has changed over time.
Many years ago now, I was at a board meeting, probably about 65 of us from around the state, and Pastor Joe Elwinger got up and presented a proposal that we all start dealing with criminal justice reform. And he gave a little story about why, but before he did that, he asked everybody who had somebody in their life who had been in jail to raise their hands. And I was about the only person out of 65 who didn't raise my hand, even with the other middle-class white people. And I began to see that the criminal justice system affects a lot of people, and that I see it very differently now.
More discussion included what each person thought real reform would look like, and what, if anything, needed to be changed, and why. As the conversation concluded, group members said they want to keep learning about the issue, take back what they heard to their communities, and be part of the solution. Taryn Powell, 89.7 WUWM, Milwaukee's NPR.